This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India built a transparent, responsive and citizen-centric governance in the past 11 years. Mr. Modi was addressing the public program at Kartavya Path in New Delhi.
सरकार और जनता के बीच संबंधों को बेहतर बनाना, ईज ऑफ लिविंग को बढ़ाना, वंचितों को वरीयता, महिलाओं का सशक्तिकरण, सरकार की कार्यप्रणाली को बेहतर बनाना, देश लगातार इस दिशा में इनोवेटिव तरीके से काम कर रहा है। हमें गर्व है कि पिछले 11 साल में देश ने एक ऐसी शासन प्रणाली विकसित की है जो पारदर्शी है, संवेदनशील है और सिटीजन सेंट्रिक है।
The Prime Minister said August is the month of revolution and ahead of 15th of August, the country is witnessing a series of historic milestones related to the building of a modern India. Mr. Modi highlighted that this is just the first Kartavya Bhavan that has been completed, and the construction of many more Kartavya Bhavans is progressing rapidly. He added that once these offices shift nearby, it will lead to a better work environment and convenience for employees. The Prime Minister said that essential facilities will be available, overall work output will increase, and the government will also save 1,500 crore rupees currently being spent on rent annually. Proceedings in both houses of parliament were disrupted yesterday by opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar and other issues, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha for the day yesterday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the continuous protest by the opposition MPs, saying that the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. The minister said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. He said discussing the SIR issue in parliament would mean breaking the rules and conventions. He further emphasized that rules are clear that discussion cannot be held on the working of autonomous bodies like Election Commission. India reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable. This comes after United States President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that India will take all actions necessary to protect its national interests, highlighting that the United States has recently targeted India's oil imports from Russia. The MEA said that New Delhi has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that the country's imports are based on market factors and done with the overall objective of ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. The ministry said that it is extremely unfortunate that the US should choose to impose additional tariffs on India for actions that several other countries are also taking in their own national interest. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the 11th National Handloom Day celebration in New Delhi today. The event, organized by the Ministry of Textiles, aims to honor India's vibrant handloom sector and its contribution to the country's rural economy and cultural identity. Approximately 650 weavers from across the country, foreign buyers, eminent personalities, exporters and senior government officials will attend the function. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall for Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for the next 6 days. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, Jharkhand, Sikkim, coastal and south interior Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Kerala and northeastern region today. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that around 190 people have been rescued from disaster-hit Dharali village of Uttarkashi district after a devastating cloudburst on Tuesday triggered massive flash floods over Kheer Ganga River in the region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.